another episode of the Mighty Movie Pod, episode number 106.
Damn.
We're back in your ear holes for another thrilling edition. My name is Ryan.
I'm Josh, as usual.
And we're here. We're
present.
Yeah.
We are in the moment. We are living in the now.
We always do.
We see you. We're transitioning to a self-help podcast.
We're always...
Words of affirmation.
We're always present, right?
Yes. We live in the present.
We live in the present. We're talking about the movies of the now.
Yes.
We're not going to get too excited.
Not the then.
No, not... We're not looking ahead.
No. Like,
I know Madam Web is on the horizon, and it's exciting to want to talk about that.
Is it?
Sony Pictures, or no, Sony, oh my God.
Do they have a name for it?
Oh, they do.
Oh my God.
Sony Pictures Universe.
Spider-verse?
Marvel of Marvel movies, or something like that. Yeah.
Just stop.
Sony Pictures.
No one fucking cares
about. Sony Pictures
about.
Universe Marvel movies. Yes, that is what it is called. SPUM. Because they're the Sony Pictures Universe Marvel movies. I could not remember it, but yes, Sony Pictures Universe Marvel movies. So we got this and Kraven and all sorts of ravens.
Nobody cares about Kraven.
He was one of the bad guys in the new game, right?
Yeah, and he was cool, but that looks dumb.
I haven't even watched.
Madam Web looks terrible.
I watched the trailer for Madam Web like the other day when I sent you that text, like, it's on. And then Sonic 3 got announced, so thank God that's off. But
that was gonna be the one.
That was gonna have to do. But
how
no.
do we put cheeks in seats? Kraven the Hunter.
Kraven. But yeah, I haven't even seen the teaser for Kraven. Is there one?
Uh huh. Oh. He gets like tiger powers and then runs around or some shit. I don't know. It looks like they just.
I have a blister in the center of my palm from doing the brakes on my car today.
That's not what I heard.
Oof.
That's not how you get a blister in the center
Oof,
of your palm.
Oh,
man.
I know. But look at that. That's weird.
Ugh, you got like weird old man hand.
It's weird.
On part of your hand. It's like half of your hand has progeria.
So, you know, we're in the present. We're talking about the movies of now and not Madam Web.
Yeah, please.
That's for another
episode. No, that's not for another episode. That's for no episode. I did see one thing for that, and it made me laugh just because she's got that weird, I don't know if it falls under vocal fry, but it's like another type of that language.
Yes.
Where everything they say has an aw sound to it.
Yeah.
She's like, every picture I saw of Spider-Woman, she's hanging upside down with her feet together, and I said, I have to suspend from the ceiling. You have to make me do it. And I was like,
file this under, I was going to say morbid curiosity, but I'm going to say morbid curiosity.
Oh, no. No.
We got a couple of bangers.
I hate that joke.
We got a couple of bangers in the hopper today, Josh. That we're going to get, that we got to talk about.
In the hopper?
Yeah.
In the hopper?
Just so everybody knows.
Ryan's real big on hoppers.
When I got up here to the studio, I don't even remember what we're calling it these days.
I don't remember.
But when I got up to the studio, Josh was eating a Hot Pocket.
I was. You going to put me on blast?
His microwave culinary skills have not declined.
No, they've only exceeded.
He said... That while he did burn his mouth,
I did burn my tongue. It hurt.
The middle was not frozen, though.
No.
So he's doing.
I'm doing it, dude. I'm really fucking doing
that's
it.
That's pretty good.
I'm good at cooking Hot Pockets, man. What can I say?
Do you follow the directions or do you have your own thing?
Nah, I just make my own thing up.
Okay.
So, I mean, like fucking that one right there is just like, for low it's wattage, for like it's 100.
I was going to say.
And if it's for high wattage, it's 250. I'm like 300.
We've Boom. Been over this. We do not have 1100 watt microwaves. We have 700 watt
microwaves. I have dude that lives alone with a giant bobblehead microwave.
At least I think they're 700 watt, but yeah. So you have to just, you have to fly by the seat of your pants.
Oh, you just got to figure it out. Yeah, dude. Like
1 minute is not enough for two pieces of pizza. I think I've said that before.
No, 1 minute is
in an 1100 watt microwave. That's plenty.
I go 130 just because I kind of want a little melt.
So do I, but I take it out because I, what am I, a crazy person? You only hit plus 30 seconds on a microwave. That's the only button that exists. I don't even know how to get it to go without pressing that button. I gotta be honest with you.
On mine, you just press one of the buttons. It'd say you need a minute. You see, press one and it goes.
See, that's the problem. I can't. If I need to do like 3:30, I go to press 3 and then it just starts 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then you press start and it adds 30 seconds.
Yeah, I know. So that's, I only use that button. So to be fair, so back to your point, I press it 3 times for a minute 30, but I take it out at 15 seconds remaining. So I do it a minute and 15 seconds.
Oh my God. Have you ever done the reheat method that was really popular there where you kind of steam it, but you also kind of break the bottom real
when
quick?
I did not.
I've done it one time when I burned the shit out of the bottom of the pizza.
My townhouse came with a microwave, right?
Yeah.
And I had a microwave, but I must've given it away or something when I moved into that place. Because when I first moved into this place, I did not have a microwave. So I did the pan reheating method of you crisp up the bottom, you throw a couple of drops of water in there, you stick the pan on, you wait for it to melt. The problem was it was never quite melty enough and the bottom was always too crispy.
Yeah.
So I never found a good balance and I was just like, I'm a microwave guy. I don't know what to say.
Honestly, the microwave method has worked for me this far. You know what I'll do sometimes though? Sometimes I'll take a damp paper towel,
sure,
maybe wrap it around the slice or just like drape it across. And that seems to give it a little bit more stretch.
That's what I do with burritos. Remoistens.
Yeah, no,
that's
it'll work
how you
on a
avoid
burrito.
The fall apart crumbly corners sometimes. I do have a toaster oven. I suppose I could reheat
why
pizza.
Why aren't
the
you
toaster
using
oven.
A toaster oven for
air
your pizza?
Fryer or convection.
You
or
told
whatever.
Me as soon as you got that air fryer, you're never touching a microwave again.
I only use it for pizza.
And you sass me every time you see me eating dino nuggies out of it.
I'm actually disappointed that you don't have an air fryer right now. I thought we talked about this.
We had talked about
it. That it was going to happen.
It will.
Okay.
I have a sous vide.
That's true. You do.
I haven't used it yet because I'm scared of it.
You are coming up in the world.
I'm going to get there, dude.
We have a couple of bangers in the hopper, Josh. But before we get to those,
we're going to talk more about microwaves.
Let's talk about some Oscar buzz. Well, one of them, I think. Well, one of them. That Aquaman definitely isn't. But
wow, spoilers.
But one of the other the bangers I'm talking about is also Oscar nominated.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Let's do the Oscar nom buzz and get it out of the way. We both watched Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yes, indeed.
A Best Picture nominee.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a Best Picture type movie.
It's definitely.
Let's be fair. It's Scorsese.
Yeah, well, it's Scorsese doing what Scorsese does. If you've seen one Scorsese movie, you've seen most of them.
But, you know, Wolf of Wall Street was not nominated for Best Picture, right? From my understanding, in the screenings, the early Academy screenings, people left. They did not like it. And I haven't seen The Irishman. There's something about a 3.5 hour movie of something I don't care about.
It's like 4 hours long, dude.
Yeah.
And like de-aged Robert De Niro with old Robert De Niro's voice isn't great. The acting throughout the whole thing is pretty wooden. I hate that movie.
Yeah. So
But
Scorsese typically will get me in the door, right? And that's what the deal is with this one. Cause I didn't know a whole lot about it going in. And, it's very good. I think De Niro in particular's performance was good. I think there was a lot of good performances.
Yeah.
However, it is the feel-bad movie of the year.
Oh, yeah. It's everybody that's asked me if I've seen it. I say, yeah, are you prepared to hate most of mankind like 3 hours? Because you're gonna. It's a great movie. I really like that movie. Did not like how I felt watching it.
Yes, it was very engaging. At no point did I feel like I'm like, ugh, man, get this over with. I didn't feel the length.
No.
And it had a lot of different, like the acts were kind of distinct because like you had the, you watched Leo be manipulated and watched, like, you're not sure what's going on, but you know something's going on. Then you watch the actual depravity, and then you watch everybody trying to deal with the fallout of those and come to their own.
Just these dudes just being outright open about murdering people for insurance money, and they just talk about it openly. The one that really bothered me was the guy with the kids.
Yeah.
Where he's just like, well, yeah, I'm going to kill my kids if I get the insurance. Are you telling me you're going to murder these kids? And he's just like, well, only if I get the insurance money. Yeah, only
if I'm going to get that money.
Yeah. And it's like business as usual, you know? I think the ones that really grossed me out, though, were the doctors that knew exactly what was going on the whole time. And they're just like, no, just, it's a little poison. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
You're not going to kill her. Just going to slow her down a bit. Yeah.
The doctors that had a lot to do with it. And just, De Niro. And
I think the one thing I liked about the movie was DiCaprio not playing Mr. Charming for once. Just a big
old dumb,
funky looking dumb dumb. He was an idiot in this movie. I will give him props on that performance. But yeah, man, just awful. Awful people.
Yes.
Awful people.
Mixed in with some interesting stuff, like some interesting history, and obviously it's a true story.
Oh, yeah, it's a true story.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, no,
I know they had, I know Scorsese was up there reading it off from the FBI files or whatever.
But I think one thing that maybe they should have done was kind of split the narrative between the Native American side and the white people. That way you understood it from both sides. I mean, and they dipped a little into that, but not enough. And it would have just been nice to get both sides of the narrative.
Yeah, they did deal with the council a tiny bit, but I think the main point was like that whole state and town and city, everybody was kind of mixed together, right? And they talked about people marrying into money and blah, 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 blah. And and just the constant gold rush of they're trying to sell these people cars. They're there trying to give them rides.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, the accountants that are running their trusts and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Unrestricted.
The restricted and unrestricted. And like, so you get a lot of cool stuff. Like, you learn shit about it. And then it's just like, then you just get down to business with the fucking shitty people. Yeah. And it's very engaging, but you're just like, God, this makes you feel awful. It's just not like when you're watching Wolf of Wall Street and you're like, these people are fucking crazy, but it's kind of wacky and you're kind of having a good time.
Yeah.
They made sure, I think he made sure in this one that people got it. These greedy, evil fuckers.
Well, it's kind of hard to do the Wolf of Wall Street approach.
Yeah.
Where they're just like making money. Mm-hmm. And in this one, they're just like, murder, you know, it's borderline genocide, you know,
blowing people up and
because they know, because they might know something about something, you know. Yep. God damn, dude,
it was a very
great movie,
very well made film, very good sets, costumes. The amount of cars and stuff that they got.
Oh, was it's a very good period piece. A very good piece.
It looked very good. Apple spent some money on it, that's for sure.
They spend a lot of money on everything.
They do. And a lot of it's pretty good.
I was going to say, man, Greyhound's still one of my favorite
Greyhound's movies. Very good. And their new show with the guy that plays Elvis.
How is that one?
It is a little corny.
Oh yeah,
and a little over, but it's got the interpersonal dramas.
Yeah,
and then there's always like a mission per episode. So there's only three out right now.
So it's not like it's. I thought it was going to be more like Band of Brothers.
And then it is because it's Spielberg and Tom Hanks producing this.
Yeah,
based off of a book, I believe.
But this sounds a little more soap opera-y.
Well, not so much that. But then they do the mission, and then it's very. Very detailed, a lot like how Greyhound was, where like you see the people running the bombers, they're going between the guys, the pilots, the co-pilots, the navigators.
Oh shit, that makes.
They're going
stuff,
over
right.
the whole briefing and what the thoughts are about what they're doing and why they run these during the day, and they're talking about other stuff. Like they talked about the atomic bomb, and then they talked about the bomb site that they used that was also another hidden secret, and a lot of technical radio jargon. And fucking cool, weird bros running this fucking plane. And I'm like...
Could we back up to where you said hidden secret?
Hidden secret?
Yeah.
I don't remember saying that.
I do.
It's a hidden secret.
It's a hidden secret instead of an obvious secret.
There's open secrets, Josh. Is there not?
What is an open
whatever, secret? Whatever, I misspoke. You know, you never heard the term open secret?
Mm-mm.
You haven't heard? Okay. First of all, this up. Is, no. This is me just trying to get out of obviously misspeaking. But open secret is a real term. It's an open secret. Nobody says it, but everybody knows about it, right?
All right. No. I'll let it go.
Like everybody who works at this place is an asshole who steals the gummy bears. And it's an open secret, right?
Okay. I'll let it go. Right.
I just misspoke. I think you would like it. Okay. I like it, and I hate television shows. And I'm a little bit World War II'd out. But
but it's hard to say no to the Spielberg hands project.
And it looks great. Yeah. And it's like they're flying planes and they're super dope.
I don't know how I feel about watching it with the Elvis guy, because that guy's face freaks me out, man. It doesn't look real.
He's actually really good. It's kind of unfortunate.
No, I saw him in something else. He's very good. Yeah. But his face looks like it's like an AI creation.
I feel like he didn't look like that in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but it's been a minute since I've watched his
Tarantino part. Just knows how to film people differently.
He does. But it's a shame that he blew up off of that movie, because a lot of people don't care for it that much. He had that whole dialect thing going on, which think of that what you will. But he does seem a little Elvis-y in this still. And it's my understanding that they're trying to make him not talk like that now, which is like, whatever.
He's so deep into the role, right? He just can't get out of it. Oh, help. I'm fucking Daniel Day-Lewis carrying me around
accents,
the set.
Accents are a weird thing, right? Yeah. Like people come over here and it's like they're from Ireland or something. It kind of goes away. Then they go back and they just crank that shit right back up.
Yeah. Then they suddenly sound like a stereotype.
Yes. It's odd. But the dude from... Doesn't matter. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
That's good. They spend money on shit, and this is no exception. I enjoyed it. It's a recommend if you have Apple TV.
Yeah, it's a very big recommend for me.
But be prepared that it's not a leisure.
No, there's nothing good about that.
You enjoy the filmmaking and that story kind of sucks you in and it makes you feel like shit. As it should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that makes you want to delve into history and really look at what happened during that time period and stuff. It's really, really good.
Very true. It's a bit of American history, especially with Native Americans in a tribe that I knew nothing about. So that's always cool when you can pull that off. It's not the same old shit when it comes to early 20th century American history.
Especially post-World War I stuff. There's not a lot
between World War
I
and World War II era shit, right? And that's what I liked a lot about the sets and things like that, is I'm like, you, on one hand, it's like you see the cars and the streets and some of the town, but then it's like a lot of the houses and a lot of the indoor locations. You're just like, fucking shit looks like that now.
I know. Yeah. And, where they lived was very suburban, and then you go into town and it's all dust bowl kind of dirt, you know?
Yeah. And it was, and that was very interesting. I liked that. I'm like, we don't set shit in this period a lot, but like,
cause it's expensive,
in certain aspects, it looks the same as always. Some Americana, I suppose.
Indeed.
It's a hidden secret.
Hidden secret.
I'm going to have to go and find it.
What, the hidden secret?
When I said hidden secret. It's a big hidden secret.
It's a big, I think you leave it alone so it stays hidden.
No.
Then it becomes an open secret.
I'm not crazy. Open secret is a real thing. Okay. That'll do for that. A little over 5 minutes, but we didn't declare it under 5 minutes. So yeah, it's, what can I say? He's at it again. It's definitely one of those best picture late in the fucking game movies. Very, very good.
Very good.
Let's move on to something that's not an Oscar-nominated film.
But should be.
But absolutely should be. We're talking about Aquaman 2, The Lost Kingdom.
Yeah, it should have stayed lost.
What a banger. They did it again. It's not quite as good as the first one, but everybody's talking about how, it's Aquaman. Did you see the first one? They just did that again. It's fun. It sucks. Like, I don't know what to say. Momoa's good. He does Aquaman stuff.
Momoa is very good. I feel like they dialed up the cheese a little too much in this.
They don't know what to do when it's like a standalone thing, right? No, definitely. They're like, this story has to matter for the characters that are in it and not for the bigger picture.
Which is so funny because all of them have been standalone movies. Right?
But they act like they're not.
Yeah. God, they just can't get their shit together with the sequel. Because, I mean, Wonder Woman, actually a good movie.
No.
84.
The best one.
84.
I don't know why I was driving today.
And why
were
you driving?
Why were you doing that? And I was thinking I was doing my drive things. And I thought of Wonder Woman 2 out of nowhere. And I was remembering, like, I renounce my wish. And, like, everybody doing it. And I was like, this is so stupid. I don't know why that popped into my brain.
It was the cornier version of, people of the earth, lend me your power. You know, and so we can get a bigger spirit bomb. You know,
Kamehameha. I know, those aren't the same thing.
Spirit
right?
bomb. Yeah, the spirit bomb is different than the Kamehameha. Anyway. Wow. No, they just can't get their shit together for a sequel, dude.
What? They did it.
They didn't.
This is the best DC Universe sequel that they've done. Hang on.
What about Zack Snyder's sequel to the Justice League? Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Zack Snyder's Justice League is probably better. But that's a technicality. And the Suicide Squad Suicide Squad was a reboot of the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, so should we count it?
That's not a sequel. That's a reboot. That's or maybe even a C-boot. I'm not sure.
Because people saw
so really, it. What sequels even were there?
Shazam 2.
Shazam 2. It's better than Shazam 2. Was...
Batman versus Superman is technically still a Superman movie.
Sure, yeah, Batman versus Superman is, but is that better than Man of Steel?
Absolutely not. Man of Steel.
Oh,
Man of Steel is garbage. I hate Man of Steel. That tells you what I feel about Batman versus Superman. If I think Man of Steel is better,
Batman versus Superman has Batman in it, and that doesn't even mean a lot to me. I don't know. I guess I'm coming to love Batman over time. Like I was talking about with the Ninja Turtles or whatever the fuck. There was something else in an earlier episode.
I think we were talking about Ninja Turtles.
I was like, I'm coming to like the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. The Batman, I think, really got you on board.
Sure. Yeah. It's a good end point.
It's a very good movie.
Well, that being said, when it comes to Wonder Woman and Shazam, this is better than both of those sequels. If we're not...
But
they still didn't make a good one. Yeah. This isn't the Empire Strikes Back of Aquaman's.
No.
You know what I mean? They didn't nail it like that.
No.
This is a no across the Spider-Verse, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or it's Spider-Man 2, right?
Or X-Men 2 fucking
and then I'm sure there'll
Far From Home.
Yeah, and I'm sure that I do like Far From Home Winter Soldier. So it's been done.
Batman 2.
A lot of people like The Dark Knight more than Batman Begins, but I am not in that camp.
Me neither. That's why I said Batman 2. Batman Forever. Batman Forever. Batman Returns. Hell, it's not even Batman Forever. it's pretty Batman Forever. I will say I really loved all the retro shit, like the 1950s style of the octopus battle pods that can also be used as helicopters.
The discovered technology that has all sorts of purposes and runs on orichalcum, and it's like. That's cool. And even their stupid volcano base.
Volcano base was awesome.
I was like,
dude,
that's such like a 007 nonsense.
It really
thing.
Was
and then
like
when
a
when you got to the set, I was like, this is right out of like a
90s.
Yeah,
it was very Goldfinger, Sean Connery, very Roger Moore, honestly. Yeah. Everybody's got the same stupid onesie on and stuff. Made me think of The Incredibles too. And The Incredibles.
The Incredibles as well.
Yeah. Zing. All right, that one's for me. No, I there was a lot about that movie that I liked. I just don't think that the fucking The Conjuring, I can't think of the dude's name.
Moonfall.
I'm sorry. Moonfall.
Peter. No.
Frampton.
Fucking
Peter
Paul.
Frampton. Peter Falk. Peter, Paul, and Mary. Moonfall.
Yeah.
Good job.
The guy from Moonfall.
The guy. Kyle
Ocean
Eastwood.
Master.
Yeah, Ocean Master. I just don't think Ocean Master and Momoa have any chemistry. They have not cast anyone opposite him. Like Amber Wood Heard.
Amber Heard.
Yeah. Amber Heard has no chemistry with anybody.
No.
Let's see her court trial.
No, she played her role just fine in this movie.
I think Nicole Kidman is probably the best. His dad's not in it enough. Jango Fett's not in it enough. He was in it. The bits he was in the first movie, I really liked him.
Yeah.
And
that's when he just drinks Guinness and tells him he's got to be a dad.
Yeah, you got to be a dad.
You got to be a dad.
He knows all about it. He cloned himself and made a child.
Shut up, dad.
Going out for road beers. The Jedi's super weird, bro. I don't know, man. Like, that was what was killing me. Like, Momoa's out there, and it's just, he's Momoa-ing all over the place. And then you got him, and he's just like, huh.
Yeah, they tried to make it. Yeah, they tried.
And it's like, yeah, you
can be
the straight guy.
Came from them being so different.
Yeah, but you can be the straight man in the thing. But like Steve Martin and Dan Aykroyd, Steve Martin and John Candy, fucking, come on, man. Put some effort in there. I know you think you're big time because you were in Moonfall, but, you know.
Moonfall is a big movie.
It was about the moon falling.
Falling, yeah.
It was pretty bad. Gravity was going to kill him.
Gravity's going to get it. Dude, you seen what it did to Michael Pena?
You seen what it did to Sandy Bullock?
Yeah. I mean, we should talk about the plot, I suppose.
Yeah.
He's having a hard time living two lives.
He doesn't want to be the king.
The bureaucracy of kingdomness is...
Kingery.
It's weighing hard on the old Aquaman, and he has a kid, and his wife got bodily fluids on him, which is a choice to keep in the movie.
That was interesting. Yeah. That was a choice. Yeah, the kid peed in his face.
Yeah, because Amber Heard made it.
Well, peed happen. In his face the first time.
No, that's true. And then he had a.
And then he dodged it, and she was like,
mm-mm. And she's like, uh-uh, I love that shit.
I love getting bodily fluids on people.
Yeah. Anyway, the Manta's still out there. Manta, right?
Yeah, Black Manta.
Manta's still out there, just like...
Manta-ing?
Yeah, I'm mad.
Yeah, oh, revenge. I'm super mad.
Then
revenge.
He gets possessed by...
A stick?
By fucking...
Sauron.
Arthas Sauron.
Sauron of the sea.
With a big head, yeah.
Yeah, his head was huge. He looked like a Dark Souls boss.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. He was very video gamey. That's why I keep saying Arthas. He was literally on a throne.
Yeah.
Frozen in ice.
And then
he had
his weird undead army and shit. Yeah, and I was just like, where's the sea monster dudes from the first movie? Those guys were sick. I love those guys.
Yeah, and they were like, we got to stop them.
Then you get, yeah.
It's the Hidden Kingdom, the Lost Kingdom.
And then they do.
Global warming.
Yeah.
That's why we found him.
Yeah,
because
of
global
warming.
And then... He Iron Mans himself, and the movie's over.
And then the credits roll. Yeah. Oh, and...
But it was a fun romp.
Ant-Man's...
Oh, yeah.
FBI
Ant-Man's,
warden.
Yeah,
is,
Ant-Man's parole officer.
Yeah, parole officer is an evil scientist.
But he's not evil.
Not evil.
Yeah. He just fell into evil sciencing.
Yeah.
And he hates it. He's like the guy from Iron Man 3, right? Where he's just like, I hate working here. These people suck.
These people suck. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the plot.
It's an Aquaman sequel that has no chance of mattering or having another one.
They did have a...
Just things happen, and some of the characters do cool stuff and have some good dialogue.
There's a glow stick seahorse that was awesome.
Yeah, and it's fun to watch, and that's it.
I don't know.
I'm not mad about it.
I'm just like, I don't know. I was kind of hoping for a little bit better, or at least on par. And it's not. I feel like it's a little weaker. But there's a lot of shit that I think is super cool in the movie. I really love the whole 50s bad guy kind of thing going on. I loved all of that, dude. Especially like because the sets look so set, you know?
Yeah.
Like they look like a set. I loved how cheesy that looked.
I agree. It was almost like bizarre when they did the CG floating hair, we're underwater thing.
Yeah.
They spent so little time under... They were underwater, but they spent so little time underwater.
I love the globe trotting that they do. That's super cool. I love watching Ocean Master find out what a hamburger tastes like.
Yeah.
And
he was like, I prefer the bugs.
Yeah, I prefer the cockroach. Maybe I put a cockroach in my bug.
Yeah.
Berg. Put a boogie in it.
He's got to go find himself.
Yeah. He's just going to become the number one food blogger.
There's like nothing really to say. It's just...
There really isn't. Yeah.
It's like the first one, but not as good, and some stuff happens, and it's fun.
Yeah. You get Gimli the crab.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Gimli's a big crab man.
Loses a claw a lot. Dolph Lundgren still looks cool as shit in that movie, dude.
Still killing it.
Yeah.
Aquaman 2.
Aquaman 2. It's, if you didn't like the first one, you're not going to like this one at all. You're going to like this one a lot less, in
probably.
Fact. I like it enough. I don't like it as much as I like the first one, but there's still like Flash Gordon of the sea to me. And I love the Flash Gordon movie. I love that they chose to go even more old school wackiness with this one. And I loved all of that. That was really, really cool. I do think it's funny that the big bad isn't the big threat. It's their family troubles.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in terms of a bad guy doing bad things, they did go for it, I suppose. They did kidnap a baby, and they were going to stab it with a...
I was really like, wow, man is really not going to have any second thoughts about that. He's just going to stab that fucking kid. Okay, here we go.
He's blinded by revenge.
Yeah.
Black Panther would have had words to say.
Oh, for sure. No, he would have sat him down and been like, we need to talk, bro. Let's get real with it. I still like Black Manta. I like that they go with the old school silver helmet. He just looks cool, man. The costume is dumb, and they know, and they don't give a shit. They didn't try to fix it and make it sleek. He's still got that giant hat on. And that's the way he's always looked, and that's always been cool because it's dumb looking.
Yeah. They go to their underwater ne'er-do-well hideout.
That was dope.
And it's like, you're right. It's like Flash Gordon-y, underwater
you're 100% spot on with the whole James Bond thing too, it's a B movie, you went and saw Citizen Kane or something, and up next is Vampire Girls from Planet X or something. And they've got a secret base underground. It made me think, and to tie into our next movie, made me think of some of the Showa era Godzilla movies.
Yes.
Where there's the secret alien
that's where they would have kept Mechagodzilla.
Exactly. Back when Mechagodzilla was a bad guy in an alien thing. Dude, shit like that. Or like when he goes to, I think it's Mars he goes to, and that's where he fights Ghidorah. It's fucking sick, dude. I loved all that shit, dude. I wish there had been more of that with a little bit of a better story. It's a serviceable story. It's fine for the time that it has to go. But it just, for some odd reason, it missed the mark for me where the first one hit it.
Yeah.
But this one's got cool shit, man.
And it's crazy when we talk about the next fucking movie, but it's like, we've held some of these, in the case of like Across the Spider-Verse or Winter Soldier or something like that.
Logan.
Or
we'll
hold these up as like, this is actually, so nobody's ever say like actually really good cinema, but it's like, nobody actually thinks that these superhero movies are like the pinnacle of cinema.
I mean,
but like they spent
some people do.
They spent $200 million on this movie.
Yeah.
And it doesn't always look great.
Nope.
It's got a paper thin plot, and
well, that's always kind of been the problem with all of them, is like you get your big action set pieces and the cool moments and some of the emotional-ish dialogue that you can do, you know, slap it into a trailer and stuff. And then the story and the direction of the movie is generally serviceable.
Yeah.
And then, but then you get something like Eternals and it's just like, dude, this actually looks incredible. Yeah. You know?
But, you know, they spent all this money and then it comes out not like an homage, but like an actual kind of just fun, shitty B movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, wow, good job, guys. Like, it's fun, but you, and then.
But you blew your wad on
our next film, they spent nowhere near that much.
Oh, hell no.
Less than 10 times that, I believe.
I was going to say, yeah, dude.
And it is a genre known for being dumb B movies, and it just is elevated to another dimension.
Dude, do you want to get into it?
Yeah, so we'll get into it. So that's the real problem here. It's fine, but it's like, no, like, don't be, they should not be so surprised that it lost a ton of money.
Well, dude, if you
want, didn't do anything. You made a good, fun B movie for $200 million.
Well, see, and that's the thing that, like, I think these studios need to start paying more attention to, and probably, hopefully, a lesson that our next movie, yeah, they learn from. Pick a thing, do it well, and then do the rest of it make a good movie.
Yes.
And then do one thing. Like, I was trying to make it sound better, but like, make a good movie and then dump your money into one thing, you know, like, fuck it. Don't try to do everything. You know, it's.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. This was a movie that tried to do everything as well, which is weird. But, cause it had so much going on, but so little happening. Okay. Wait for that to come out on Max for free and watch it.
Yeah. you'll have fun when it's free.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it's worth paying money for. One thing that is worth paying money for.
100%.
You're able to see it. Soon enough, you'll be able to buy it.
Buy it.
Godzilla Minus One.
Yes.
Josh. And we saw Godzilla Minus One minus color, just for the record. For the record.
Blah, blah, blah.
Josh, what did you think of Godzilla Minus One?
Ba-da-da-da. Sorry, I'm almost doing a thing over here. I fucking loved it. I'm actually really, really glad we saw it in black and white. I want to see it in color, but I think I might prefer it in the black and white.
I think it being the first time we saw it, and it's such a vibe, Josh.
Bro, it's a fucking vibe.
yeah, I think that's going to be my version of that movie in my head, right? Like the definitive version. But yes, I agree. I knew nothing about this movie. Nothing. I didn't even know it was a period piece.
Yeah, that blew my mind.
I didn't know shit. I didn't watch a trailer. Because
you told
me
you didn't know stuff about it. And I was like, okay, well, then he knows the basic stuff that everybody knows. So that's cool. Because no. I went tits deep in it, dude. I was just like, whoa, it's going to be the greatest. You know, I was wrong. I thought it was going to be like a full-on reboot of Godzilla. Mm. And it really isn't. But it is.
It is. It isn't.
But he's already been around, you know, according to this. And then I thought, like, oh, well, they're going to be building up. It's like a sequel to Gojira, then, the original movie. It's not. So it's this weird thing where it is a reboot. But it's not.
But at the same time, they just made a new Godzilla movie set in a different time.
Well, and that's what they always do, I guess, now is like, I guess Toho is just like, no, we just make one new Godzilla movie all the time.
Sure.
And
stuff like
that. You know, it'll
They'll have to do a sequel to this, I would imagine.
I would imagine.
Yes, it is fucking incredible. And it's not incredible for a Godzilla movie. It is a very, very good film that happens to be a Godzilla movie.
Yeah, I honestly think not since Gojira, Shin Godzilla is also very, very good, poking fun at the Japanese government at the time and the way they handled that hurricane
the
and stuff.
The tsunami and all that, yeah.
You know, so that one's up there too. I think honestly, this one's up there with the original movie with its emotion and its take on Japanese culture and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's really, Japanese
culture, what it was like there after the war.
Yeah.
And also, you know, just the what it's trying to say about man.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I think not since Gojira has one really hit all the same marks that Gojira did when it first came out, all those years ago. Yeah, this movie is, I knew a lot about the movie. I went in expecting same thing as you did, where I was just like, it'll be good for a Godzilla movie. And it is so much more than that, man. I was not prepared to fucking feel.
It's true. I've only cried at two movies, Josh. Land Before Time.
Space Jam.
Space Jam 2. No, Land Before Time and Cinderella Man. And you know what? Godzilla Minus One.
It almost got me a couple times. I'm not going to lie, man.
It almost got me. But amazing performances. Like most foreign language films, you forget you're reading subtitles after a couple minutes.
Right.
But definitely the performances.
And I want to say something about the translation, too. It's pretty damn seamless. There's only a couple spots where it's a little more wordy than it should be.
Yeah.
But just spot on translation. Incredible performances. I got to get the guy's name who played the main character, because that guy was awesome.
Yeah. And the surrounding cast was
good. The two main characters, him and the girl are, yes. Oh God, they're fantastic, dude. And then the secondary characters, like his boat crew, the mine crew.
Yeah. His work buddies, the doctor, the lady that they started calling Auntie.
Yeah. The neighbor lady, because
and that's the thing, you see how things changed after the war, it sucks for everybody, so who cares. And like, that's the thing, those are the things we're talking about. We haven't even talked about Godzilla yet.
No,
we're talking about this Godzilla
because
movie.
Godzilla is actually barely in the fucking movie, dude. And
but when he shows up,
It's horrifying.
Awesome and horrifying. And it's not even that, like, you're like, oh man, I'm gonna love watching him fuck shit up. You're terrified for these people and the horror, because they set up these characters so well.
Mm-hmm.
And they did such a good job of making it him a horror monster.
I was gonna say, and he has such a menace to him.
Yeah.
He is. And it's not like, oh, look at him smash and blast. It's like, oh God, oh no, get out of there kind of thing, you know, where you're begging that they can run faster than his giant feet.
Exactly.
You know, it's horrifying.
You don't take any joy watching him fuck shit up. Like, it's awesome to look at.
Well, yes,
but you're not like, yeah, Godzilla's fucking shit up.
See the spectacle of it, and it's awe-inspiring, and it's kind of dope for about 10 seconds, and then they put you right in the middle of the aftermath. And it ruins, like, that whole, like, dope kind of feel. It's
a lot of weight.
It's
and
terrifying.
A lot of weight and momentum, and the angles they decided to shoot a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
You it's never like you're looking at a distance of something, like crumbling things, and you don't get a sense of scale. You're just like watching this big fucking tail rip through, and it feels like it's pushing.
Yeah,
through
there's a lot of gravity and a lot of weight. He's not just like bumping through buildings, kind of, and it looks kind of like it's made out of cardboard and stuff. And I'm not talking about the old movies. I'm actually
Even
talking
today,
about the newer ones. You know, where everything seems to have weight, but then when it comes to a little resistance, it doesn't feel massive.
When
he chucks that boat,
mm-hmm.
and you just see it kind of slowly, and then into the docks, and it just explodes. But plus the sound we had in the theater was incredible.
They had it cranked up to 11 in there. It was the first time I've been like, good job, Cinemark. This is nothing's crackling.
Nope.
No, I can. It's So good.
His roars and his breath are all as deafening as you would think they would be. It's, yeah. And it's terrifying. But yeah, like you're saying with the tail, how the tail seems to look like it slows down as it goes above them.
Yeah.
And then keeps with that momentum. And then you kind of see it at the end look like it kind of, it is not a slow motion effect. It's just that massive. And when it hits a building, it has to like cut through it. It doesn't just smash straight through it. It like impact and then drags. And he does that when he smashes a building through a building real quick, and he has to shoulder into it and then lean further again. And then he crumbles the building. It's
not like in a lot of superhero movies that you see where it's like they're, you know, you get a top down of people and they're running, and it's like, well, the piece of debris is kind of in the foreground, and then it just slowly falls and it smashes and you go, oh, whatever. Like, no, you're with those people, and it's not this comical look up at this thing. It's just blasting out of the side of a fucking wall, and they disappear. And you're like, yeah, holy fuck.
When his foot slams into the pavement, when he attacks, not Tokyo, cause he didn't get to Tokyo. Giza, something. I can't remember what the name of that town was that he wrecks. But the people are running from him in the street trying to stay ahead of him. And when he steps down, you see bodies fly into the air.
Yeah.
And there's an impact crater. And at one point, he tips the whole ground up, and you watch people either fly or roll back into him. It's terrifying. He uses his breath at one point, and you see a character, just some woman go flying.
Yeah.
Like, just from the aftershock of him blowing.
I was gonna say the explosion and the aftershock and all that, because that's what the I don't know if they've done that with his breath before.
I don't think they've ever done where an atomic like, a mushroom cloud.
Yeah, where it's like a ray, but where it lands is like basically an atomic bomb fucking went off.
Yeah,
it's insane.
No, it's you hear that sound power up, and you've seen it twice at this point when they show you what it does. And you're just like, oh, shit, that looks bad. And then you see the aftermath of what it did. And you're like, oh, God, it's horrifying. It's funny because they set up Godzilla in a certain way in the movie at the very beginning.
Yes.
And it's scary, but it's like a big jump scare and stuff. But then they build on that real quick. And then he's gone. And then he comes back. And there's like, oh, there's this lurking kind of horror. It's gonna get you. The boat chase is one of the best. It's
very good.
It's
that's some good action.
Yeah,
like that's probably the one scene they kind of had their fun, and it was more of an actiony type thing instead of like fucking holy shit.
And what that scene does though is establishes how unstoppable he is. How relentless he is.
Yeah.
Like he is pissed.
Cause for the most part, given the circumstances, they improvised and they were doing pretty well, and it did not matter. And there's like, it's almost like the fucking 11th hour.
Yeah.
Here it comes, save Deus Ex Machina thing. Right.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, and then, oh no, 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 no.
No. And what you were saying on how it's filmed when he's flying the plane around him, and yes, just you feel every swipe. He almost gets him in the mouth at one point, dude. That one made my butt pucker, dude.
Yes. You know? Incredible visuals, incredibly well shot, incredible fucking performances. A budget of $15 million.
Yeah, and it got nominated, I think, for best visual effects.
Yes. Yeah. It did. And yes.
Well deserved. Well deserved. I do want to see it in color. But man, it's like they did it intentionally too, because there's a lot of old school style shots in
this. Oh yeah, especially at the very beginning.
Yeah.
Made me wonder if that was in black and white in the original movie, because I felt like it had fake grain on it.
Yeah, it looked
But well, the rest of the movie
started
didn't.
with that old school vignette too, that real extreme vignette. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I fucking love that movie, dude. Yeah.
I'll have to watch it again.
Oh no.
Probably twice. Compare and contrast.
Yeah, yeah. Just maybe one more time. No, but I like that there's a progression of time, and like you watch his house, you know, and him and his little found family thing that he's got, and it's everybody progresses and there's connections made, and his emotional struggle through all this time. It's like a good, what, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, he's having a hard time dealing with his past, and then finally he's forced through Godzilla to deal with it, and then fucking, and then that goes, and that has like a, it build up and a very satisfying ending to that little bit with what he, his past that he dealt with, that something happened at the very beginning of the movie with a character, and that's very good, and him dealing with that character again. Setups and payoffs.
That's one thing. There is no wasted time in this movie. There is one thing that you will have a question about, and then either immediately it's answered, or it is answered later on as a heavy ass plot point. You know, it's
I felt myself, because it was so good. I was so mad. I was like, holy shit! I didn't know this. It was going to be a banger. I just wanted to go see this Godzilla movie. There was a point where I was like, well, you know, how long has he been living here? They haven't cleaned up the rubble, and like, how about you make your shack a little, and then like they literally built a house in like the next scene.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, fair enough, movie, you fuck. You got all the answers, don't you?
Look at you, Mr. Prepared for my interrogation.
Yeah, like at one point I thought something was silly, and then like, no, they took care of it. And like, of course there's a little bit of silliness. It's fucking Godzilla, but it is more of a terrifying Godzilla, unless he's gonna fight a robot. Which, you know,
that's a good time. I like Godzilla. I love both Kong forms of Godzilla, but I was not ready for this, and to actually like be like, damn dude, this deserves whatever the hell it's gonna get. You know,
they just went and made a monster movie, and then they made a hell of a good one.
God,
a traditional monster movie, right?
Yeah.
But with fucking a lot of modern touches, but like one foot in tradition, and then on top of that, just like wrote an incredible script and had some incredible performances.
Just
everything came together.
Yeah.
Like, I hate to be too hyperbolic and pedantic about it, but fucking.
No, I was even going to say that when we were talking earlier about like the old school style of filming that you see every once in a while.
Yeah.
There's this great marriage of it. Even the time lapse that we watch has a very old school type of feel to it. But yeah, like you said, the story is written with a contemporary maturity to it.
Yeah.
And they just swung for the fences with it, and everyone was a fucking home run, dude. I love this fucking movie.
Yeah, I mean, there's something to say about the guy who wrote, directed, and fucking was like the visual effects lead or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's something to say about that. The problem, like, too many cooks, but then you also end up with like a George Lucas prequel situation.
Yeah.
So it's like, I guess it's hit or miss, but sometimes if one guy's got a really good vision and he can pull off something like that.
Well, wasn't John Wick the same way? It was a stunt guy who wrote and directed the movie, I think.
Yeah, same way. Same sort of thing, right? So it pays off from time to time when somebody has a vision and if they can see it through uninterrupted, sometimes it pays off. Sometimes you get Phantom Menace, but sometimes you get
sometimes
Godzilla
you get
minus
Attack
one.
Of the Clones.
Yeah.
And rarely you get minus one.
Yeah.
God, what a great fucking movie, dude.
But just to juxtapose what probably went on with fucking Aquaman, right?
Yeah.
Especially with the buyout, or not the buyout, but the change of leadership and all that.
Well,
going
that's
on.
The other thing too. They showed no love to that movie. They didn't show any love. They haven't shown any love since.
They kind of pushed Flash a little bit.
Well, they had to try because they spent so much fucking money on that. That was what, twice the budget of
I would imagine it was probably more. It was
I can't remember what it was. I can't remember. I looked it up one point, dude, and I know it did. It bombed fucking big.
Well, everything did, but yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that one didn't bomb just because of everything. And there's something to be said for not being able to advertise your movies for, you know, a year pretty much.
Yeah.
But again, why'd you spend that much fucking money? It doesn't need to be that expensive, you know? Like, you really don't need to, you really don't need to do that. Stop worrying about the spectacle, man, you know?
But yeah, you know, you got VFX artists getting, you know, 40 different studios that you probably laid off afterwards, and fucking, you've got three directors,
gave them production
writers,
notes the day before release.
Yeah, two different executives and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, yeah, you know, that's how movies are made to a certain extent. Yeah. But not always. And shit, man, everybody got embarrassed by this movie. The amount of profit this movie made well exceeded most of the studios at the latter end of the year, for sure.
I have nothing bad to say about this movie.
And like, and that's one thing. The thing I care about is it's a good fucking movie.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, dude, it's just,
you want to spend $1 billion on a movie and it fucking is awesome, then go ahead. you know what I mean? But that's not always the case.
Yeah. Right. Well, I was going to say, James Cameron straight up said what these Avatar movies have to make for him to recoup. Insane. And he's never going to make that money back.
Yeah. I mean, still made over $1 billion on the second one, and it was a pile of garbage.
It really was. But it still did.
Was it a pile of garbage, or was it just a boring mess?
It was a boring mess.
Okay. Yeah.
And therefore a pile of garbage, dude. Yeah. It's like, because I think we said it, dude. It didn't suck, so we couldn't really make fun of it. And it wasn't like, wow, this was actually worth the fucking 12-year wait.
Yeah,
wow,
damn, dude. They fucking did it, dude.
They fucking did it, dude.
I didn't care about Avatar, but they made it happen.
Nah.
No. Yeah, man. Fucking Godzilla Minus One.
Hey.
This is
a 100% you guys need to see this.
If it's available in a theater, go watch it. I think the Minus Color was a limited...
Minus Color was a limited re-release.
Limited thing. Yeah. I'm super glad we caught it.
Yeah, me too.
But if they're still
showing... What's funny is when I told you about it, I didn't know it was Minus Color when I told you about it. And then you told me it was just a limited thing. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
So we really lucked out.
We lucked out, because I think that's the way to see it. So, yeah. If it's still playing somewhere, fucking go watch it. When it comes out on digital, buy both versions if they release them.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I would say if they don't come together, I would say, dude, I almost would say buy the black and white.
Buy the black and white.
But we don't know that for sure. We'll comment again.
We'll return when we've watched this another 70 times.
Yeah, for real. But yeah, man, like I said, a true banger.
It slaps. It's dank.
Yeah, which, you know, sometimes in terms of the podcast, a little inside baseball talk, in terms of the podcast, sometimes that's a bummer, because it's like, it's really good for all these reasons. I don't even have a lot of complaints. All right. That's all I got to say about, I mean, I hate to say it, but some of our bread and butter is complaining about fucking Star Wars or something, right?
Right.
But no, it is. It's also nice that we're not, God, when there's a movie and we can talk about film and not talk about fucking franchises.
Yeah. And I mean, even though it is a Godzilla movie.
I know it is, but you get what I mean.
No. I know. It doesn't apply to the superhero.
Sometimes we're not even talking
genre.
About the quality of the film. We get fucking sucked into talking about the universe.
And the studio.
And the studio and all that. Yeah. This is just fucking great filmmaking. Mm-hmm. And fucking, it's cool. It's just a cool movie.
Oh, speaking of Godzilla, though, I had never seen it. I watched Gareth Edwards' Monsters. Over the weekend. A fucking fantastic movie, dude. It's shot very low budget. It has kind of that found footage look to it, but it's not. It's almost like you're watching one of those old school war journalism movies.
Oh, okay.
Where one guy or girl plays the journalist and stuff like that. And they're basically just trekking through the monster area, trying to get back to America and shit. And it's barely about the giant monsters. It's got a lot of political and social commentary in it and stuff like that. But it's, you get kind of wrapped up in their story, because there's a lot of interrelationship kind of thing. Interpersonal relationship. Thank you. There's a fucking solid flick, dude.
Nice.
I really, really liked that movie. So yeah, that's another recommend for a giant monster movie. Monsters. It's on Hulu. Please watch it.
There you go. Yeah, I think that's all we got.
Yeah.
It's kind of a quickie, but you know, a couple of gems in this here episode.
Mm-hmm.
Aquaman 2, not so much.
Not, yeah. You know what though, dude? But, like we said, watch it for free. You're not gonna regret it.
Yeah, it's not like it's a Quantumania or anything. Like, dude, yeah. We've been so mad at Marvel stuff lately that it's like, yeah, it's not great, but it's still good.
Yeah,
like, it's
still fun to watch. I wasn't furious watching it. I wasn't bored watching it.
No.
I just didn't really care for it as much as I did the first one.
Yeah.
And that kind of drops it a bit for me. But there's some really goofy classic kind of shit in there that people should enjoy.
For people like me that the last movie made me appreciate the character, I got more of that character and I got some goofy world stuff.
There you go.
That was really cool. There and it's go. Like, you can't be mad at that. It's a bummer. I would have liked to see them right the ship and figure shit out instead of scrapping it and starting over. But only kind of.
Yeah, you know, yeah, that's kind of the sad part is like, to what end, you know?
So, yeah, maybe we can fuck this up again next time. You know how I felt about how I'm like, we're going to reboot Spider-Man 90 times before I'm dead. And it's like, yeah, I'm like, yes, it seems like somebody better is at the helm now. But I'm going to have to live through introducing every character again. And you remember how I felt about Amazing Spider-Man versus Homecoming.
Yeah.
As I didn't have to see Spider-Man become Spider-Man again.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to watch Superman become Superman again.
That's like, yeah. Cause I heard they're going with like, I think Birthright. And that was Mark Waid's new adaption of Superman's origin story. And I'm like, no.
Yeah. And I don't like Superman. Like,
no. No,
that's also a problem.
No, yeah. You know, I mean, and yeah, well, a lot of people don't like Superman. I just had this conversation the other day with a friend, about Superman and why I like Superman. But, cause I think he's boring. I don't fucking read his comics, but when people write him well, I'm just like, yeah, cool. See, this is why Superman's cool. This is why I like Superman. And then you see something like Man of Steel.
Sure.
You know, and yeah. You're like, no, but no, I honestly, I don't care.
Who cares? Who cares?
They're rebooting way too fucking late. Like, I mean, look, everybody's kind of whatever.
Everybody's done right now, dude.
Yeah.
If that's why everything's flopped, everybody wants to see a new Godzilla.
And I don't want, yeah, right.
And not
yeah.
the new Godzilla yeah. that's coming out.
I mean, I do. But, It's got a long road
for it to get anywhere. They're just not even in the same fucking ballpark.
No, it's like I was telling you. It's like I was telling you after we walked out of this one. It was just like blah blah, blah, and then we saw the poster for GVX, yeah. And we were like, ugh. Or what is GVX? GXK. Yeah.
GXK. There we
yeah,
go.
We saw GXK. What the fuck is GVX?
That's I thought it was thing. Godzilla versus X-Men.
Bro,
the X-Men would make quick work of Godzilla.
No.
Yeah. Xavier would just go into his mind.
Go into it, yeah, but then he'd be overcome with the extra, you know, Oh, no.
Oh, but then Magneto.
His emotions. Yeah. Anyway, oh, God. I would love to see that. But no, I said to you, I was like, yeah, look at it as two different movies. Like, this is Gojira in Shin Godzilla, and that is, you know, Godzilla versus Tiger Man.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Yeah, it's just a different thing. But, yeah, I think that's about it, man. That'll be it for this episode.
Yeah.
It is a quickie, but a goodie.
Yeah.
And you know what? We got some more microwave talk in this episode, which I know is like a fucking fan favorite.
I don't know why, dude.
So it'll be fine. Ship it.
I cooked some spaghetti the other day. I might microwave up some leftovers for dinner. Dude, give you guys an update on that one if you need it.
I'll let you know. Do you Saran wrap or paper towel cover?
No.
I take the Tupperware and I got a little.
No, it comes with a little button in the center, and I pop it down real quick, throw it in there for a minute, give it a stir, one more minute, it's good to go.
You always have to stir mid, a lot of stuff, especially pasta, mid cycle.
See, I do one. That's why I go 1 minute, stir, and then start it again for another minute.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
You can find us on all major podcasting apps, including Spotify, Apple, etc. We are on X at Mighty Movie Pod on Twitter.
I keep having to figure out what X is when you say that.
YouTube. We are Mighty Fish Productions on YouTube. That is where you can find VODs of the Twitch channel. We'll make that true. And, it's sort of true. VODs of the Twitch channel, the video version of this, which is just the audio version of this. And our original program, Classic Ketchup, you should check that out. Another thing that we're much more active on, twitch.tv/MightyFishTV.
Yeah, we stream every Monday night around
7-ish. 7-ish, we want to start by. We're doing a Baldur's Gate 3 playthrough on our Dinguses and Dragons segment. And it's fun, and you're going to like it. This next episode might seem a little familiar because somebody might have fucked up. But
you
can go to YouTube and you can catch up on that. And yeah, that's it. The copy has become very concise. But really, we are on Twitch a lot. If you want more of the boys, Ryan and Josh, that's where you can find it. And we had a lot of big plans for that we've been working on for a while that are actually starting to come to fruition.
Yeah, we're working on it.
And we might have.
We are actually working on it. It's not like we're telling you we're working on it like Classic Ketchup.
Like all the other. No, Classic Ketchup might be making a comeback very soon. Oh, yeah, I forgot.
We got to talk about something.
We
got to
talk about one. Yeah. you know, we're trying to find the time, trying to be better. It is what it is. We're adults. Thank you so much for listening. I came out more like combative than I wanted. But I'm just like, you know, fuck, dude. We're trying out here.
Hard out here for pimps, dude.
Thank you so much for listening. I have been Ryan.
I'm still Josh.
And we will catch you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
I'm pressing the button. I know where it is.